Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Minisodes, episode number 22. I'm your host, Henry Bilbrey, and on today's minisode, we're going to go over some creepy and scary stories that you sent in to me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me today on today's minisode. Sorry for the delay. We are actually having a lot of plans. I know I say that a lot, but today and moving forward, those plans are going to be finalized very soon. We're going to have a lot of updates later today. Well, not later today. Later, probably this week, later this month. But for now, let's get right into our ghost stories for today. Our first one is called Bathroom Resident. I used to work night shifts at a coffee shop at the bottom floor of a really old office building right across from our university. Our shop was so small that the only three employees, and we didn't have any restrooms or storage room. So I had to go upstairs to the office building to use the bathroom and grab items. I was always alone when I went up there because I worked nights alone and they held normal office hours. The first time I went to grab something from storage, I felt a little creeped out. Of course, I was alone in a weird old building at night. But as I was about to head down the stairs, I saw a flash of a little girl in a white dress with black hair walking down the hall. I knew it was just my mind playing tricks on me, so I didn't think much of it. The next time I went upstairs, it was to use the bathroom. I noticed that while most of the building had been newly renovated, the bathroom is still covered in old, cracked original tile. Walking, it felt like there was someone watching me from a different building or even across the room. As I was using the bathroom, I saw the little girl again through the slats in the hall. Then I saw her little white dress, but this time it was a hospital gown. Of course, I freaked out and ran and locked the door. I don't believe in ghosts, but I know our minds are susceptible to something that I don't fully understand. If that's the paranormal or just our mind playing tricks on us, I will never be for sure. Thank you so much for the podcast. I enjoy it very much. That is definitely a creepy story. How the ghost changed clothes, that leads us to wonder, are ghosts able to choose what they present themselves as? And it's also kind of weird, the cliche little girl in the white dress, black hair, exorcist style. But thanks for the story. Our next one is called Pink Roses. A story of my mom and grandmother would occasionally tell us growing up was about my grandfather's brother and his wife. This all happened in the 50s when my mom was in her early teens. They all lived in an isolated community deep in the Appalachian Mountains. There were large farmhouses and lots of green fields that were carved on tops of mountains, linked by networks of narrow, winding roads that went on for miles. These communities were self-sustaining, with small country stores and one-room schools. Some of the residents never saw an asphalt road for months at a time, and some of the kids growing up never saw one until they went to high school. My grandfather's family had a large tract of land on top of such mountain with rolling hills that was cleared for corn and potatoes. My great-uncle, I will refer to him as Tom, lived in a large two-story house on one side of the hill, and my grandfather's house was not quite as big was on the other side. Tom lived with his new wife that, with a half of his age, was having an affair with her and divorcing my aunt. His new wife's name was Kathy. I think that was a typo. I think they meant Kathy. They met for a beer. They met at a beer joint they called the old days, before people could only drink beer. My aunt left him and took the kids, which at the time was only 3 or 4, because the rest were grown and left home. It left him with his new wife in a 6-bedroom house. Their relationship didn't last long when she found out the house and land in his airship and he had a previous family. So nothing to be gained there. He had no money because the children that helped him raise corn potatoes and sell them were long gone. Kathy has started running around on him and being gone for long periods of time, and he had enough. One summer evening in late August, he came to my grandfather's house and asked if they had seen Kathy. No one had, of course, and he asked if they would help look for her. He said that she had gone out to pick some of the pink roses growing all over their property and hadn't returned. So they got out, my mom, grandmother, and grandfather. And helped him look for her. A warm breeze was blowing as they made their way across the fields, yelling her name. But my grandmother noticed they didn't spread out all the to the edges of the property to look, and they looked and looked until they saw what seemed to be they walked directly towards the large house on the hill. Tom told my mom to go in the house and look for her, which seemed strange, as according to him, they had just left there. She walked towards the large old house, and she was afraid to go on in under normal circumstances, even though it was where their cousins lived. As all the windows were open and a strong breeze had the curtains blowing in all directions, so it made it a little less frightening. When she walked into the open front door, she yelled out her name, making it slowly into the house. As she turned the corner into the living room from the foyer, in the living room there was a balcony that went all around the second floor, and you could turn all the way around to see most of the doors on the second floor. She slowly made it up to the steps, and with her head up just above the second floor level, she turned slowly, opening the doors and windows, My mom said that she said what made it scary was the rooms glowing with white paint on the walls and the bright sun beaming in from all around. She had the feeling of being electrocuted from terror and went throughout her whole body. She screamed and ran down the stairs. Oh, I missed the best part. I'm just going to explain this really quick. As she went up the stairs, she looked into the room and she saw the lady they were looking for levitating above the floor. And then the room was all white and she kind of felt like she was being electrocuted. I missed that part. It was obvious that Tom had picked her to find the body. By the time the police and the authorities got there, it was obvious that she had died. My grandfather went straight to her with my mom, with bloodshot eyes. Now to this day, we don't understand why she was exactly floating, but we do know that she was dead. My personal opinion that is that she was levitating to heaven, and I just saw her soul go up to be with Jesus. Okay, well, that is our whole story. That is definitely a long and weird one. But thank you so much for bringing that in. We're going to come right back to our ghost stories right after this short break. Okay, next up we have this one called The Turtleneck. When I was young, about 5, me, my brother, and sister lived at our grandparents'. Mother and father divorced and left us there. They lived in an old house with only four rooms. My grandfather had his own room with a large bed that catty-cornered the room facing the door. He kept junk and keepsakes behind the headboard. One night, all the lights were off in the house, and we were supposed to be in bed. We were standing at the doorway of his room, through the light glow of the window. We saw an image of a figure about 4 feet throw a leg over the headboard and climb over, like crossing a fence. All I remember about this is it appeared to have a turtleneck sweater on. It proceeded to walk down the bed toward the foot, beckoning us with one hand to come over to it. At the very same instance, me and my brother screamed at the top of our lungs and ran a few feet to the living room to where my grandmother and sister were. My sister was 1 year younger than me, and my brother was four years older. He was the one that had to explain to my grandmother what we saw. She didn't believe us and dismissed it as us being scared of the dark. I know what I saw, but because he explained exactly what I saw, too. After that, we heard noises coming from nowhere, and years later, we wondered if we had always heard them but never paid attention. We never saw anything again, mainly because we never opened our eyes when the lights were out. We moved a few years later down the street. Years later, they were tearing down houses in the area to build a grocery store. There were some people from out of town came to see the houses for the last time, as good memories of growing up in the 30s or 40s. There was an old woman that my grandmother's aunt said that her brother was buried behind one of the houses under a tree. She couldn't remember the house exactly because three or four of the houses were identical. He had been hit by a car in front of the house in 1939. I remember a tree being in the backyard, but it had been cut in the 70s after being struck by lightning. We saw a picture of him with his family that my great aunt's uncle had taken in 1937. He was about 10 years old at the time, and he was wearing a dark colored turtleneck sweater. That, I love that story. The writing, the kind of the kicker at the end, that was written beautifully, and that is really creepy. I love these stories where we can kind of like, they kind of like have their signature thing from the real life. Like, even going back to the other story, like, are they able to change what they're wearing? I mean, we talked about this a lot in the mini-sode, so that's really something we have to think about, because this field of exploration is, there's not very much known about it. So, yeah. Well, that's going to be all the stories for today. Thank you so much for joining me on today's mini-sode. As always, remember, you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here very soon for another installment of the Gloomy Star Podcast. Goodbye. Support for the Gloomy Star Podcast comes from Anchor.fm, the easiest way to make a podcast. Additional support comes from the Kids Folktale YouTube channel by Kimberly Epigon Humphreys. Sources for today's episode are Wikipedia and Reddit. Stay tuned for more information about more podcasts coming on our network very soon. Thank you.